holding a week and a day for the Chag of Matan Teira. One of the Chalokim, the Achone, the Avoida, the Kabbalah Santeira is the Koyach of Retzifus. A lot of time people wonder to themselves, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is a very choshev yid, I'm sure everyone knows. Person would think, how bigger is Rav Chaim Kanievsky from himself? Yeah, it's not a million times, 2 million times. Everyone can think how much he wants, yeah? It's a number. Now, let me make a cheshbon. How many hours you learn a day? The regular bachur is 12 hours. 4 hours morning seder. 4 hours second seder. 4 hours night seder. Okay, you say you're not such a chashev bachur. You learn, let me say, 10 hours. Yeah? 3 hours morning seder. 3 hours second seder. 2 hours night seder. It's 8 hours seder. Amazon, you learn 8 hours. So, maybe you mamish, like mamish, a prosta bocher, yeah? So, Lamadon, you learn 7.5, yeah? 3.5 more, 3 hours morning Seder, Shaot, Lamazon, 9:30, yeah? Lamazon, second Seder, 3 hours, 1.5 hours night Seder, a prosta bocher, yeah? Lamazon, you learn 7.5 hours a day, yeah? So, we'll speak about that, that you deserve Musar on that. But let me tell you, such a prostabacher, you learn 7.5 hours a day. How many Reb Chaim Kanievsky learns? The most? Double and a half, yeah? Even if you learn 24 hours. So. I learned 7 hours, so. Yeah. I'm sorry, you learn 3 times, yeah? Let me tell you, Reb Chaim Kanievsky learns 24 hours a day, yeah? 3 times. Okay, let me talk about Friday Shabbos. I learn Friday only 5 hours, yeah? Alevai, yeah? Chaim learns the same. So, let me talk and he learns Lamaise 10 times more for me. But so how it could be that he learns 10 times more for me, and Lamaise is choshev a million times more for me? Where is the catch? I learn 7 hours. I learn 5 hours. Chaim Kanievsky learns 24 hours. So he learns 5 times more from me a day. I don't learn every day, he learns every day. Fives, double it with 2, 3. So he learns 15 times more from me. I give me Lamazan, he learns 30 times more from me. But it doesn't go. Chaim Kanievsky, and I look at myself. The gap is a much bigger gap. How is a much bigger gap? How it works out? Where's the answer? Lama Zogin Yosei is a bigger Balkishan. How much bigger Balkishan is? Lama Zogin. 10 times smarter for you is IQ. Balkishan and learning should get enough the learning. You have to get the IQ. Yeah. We'll take the IQ test. How much you think he will come out? He will come out. Yeah. You got numbers on 80 when they took the test. 90 is the most 120. Crazy. I don't know how the numbers go. But there's a limit, yeah? 3, 4, 5 people in the world get 140. Crazy. Maybe I'm off in the numbers. The numbers. So how, what is that? It doesn't bother you. It bothers me every day, yeah? What I have to do, what is it? I'm asking to do what it costs to do it, right? So give me the recipe. I'm asking to do it. But I'm making a cheshbon. Even if I will learn now every day the whole time, I'll triple myself, double myself. I will not get to Chaim Kanievsky. Where is the answer? The Meiri fleked the kasha. The Meiri gives the answer. This is the answer. The Meiri says we have a big mistake. There's the most in the world, it's Mahus, you know, like the Shabbos was an earthquake in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, you didn't feel it's about 4.1 in Richter, it's a kind of measurement, they call it Richter ladder. It's a measure. It was 4.1 in Eretz Yisrael in the Shabbos. No one felt it, Yerushalayim didn't feel it at all. It'll be 6, it'll be Mamash. It'll be 7, it'll be Yerushalayim Givaldik, yeah? 10, you'll Mamash see things fly. That was the Pshat. 4.1. You don't feel it all. 10. What is 10? Double. We didn't feel nothing. So why in 10 we feel? I'm trying to wait. It works in Richter. It works like this. 4.1. 4.2 is exactly double from 4.1. 4.3 is double from 4.2. 4.4 is double. Yeah. So, okay, so, but, you know, here Mr. Manoah went to school, so I don't want to teach him. Yeah. I was asked a question on the Richter. Yeah. So, it doesn't make sense. It's not a good ladder. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. Every time it's double, so, you know, when you have temperature, you have 38, and then you have 39, yeah, you have 100, then you have 101, it doesn't mean it's double. 100, 101. This is the way measurements go, yeah? So what's the chat that Richter decided in his ladder, 4.1, and you read 6.2, wow, then you're 7.2, the whole world is calling, yeah? 8 is chat this. I want to first go back to the theory, then I'll explain it in science. That they say the motion, when something goes quick, the car goes very quick, something falls down. So it's a kind of way you measure height plus the quick that it goes, the speed gives a kind of weight. It's double speed, it's double it. Now every time it doubles itself the whole time. This is a cloud in science, especially trying to explain it in science, that you understand that in Torah, before that it's also in Yin Ruchni, it's a science thing with Metzias. And here he says in Mishlei, when a person learns an hour, when he learns 2 hours, the effect of 2 hours is not double. It's triple. It's like 6. It's like 3 hours. When he learns 3 hours, it's 6 hours. When he learns 4 hours, it's 12 hours. When he learns 5 hours, it's 24. 6 hours is 48. When he learns 6 hours straight, it's 48 hours. When he learns 7 hours, it's 96. 96. He learns 8 hours, he's already in 190. He learns 9 hours, he's in 360. I'm in 80. He gets to 9 hours, he's like 800 hours. When he's holding in 10 hours of learning, it's 1,600 hours. This is of the Megir in Mishnah. So first you have to understand, before I will explain it in a second more, first one that you will understand that. It's not only an Indian Zguli. This is the Metzias of Kaya Chatoyo. The same thing when Richter made his ladder. The pshat is, when the world moves a little bit in the middle, the world turns like that. When it moves a little bit more, the effect up is exactly double. When it moves one more dot, the effect is double again. Not that the ladder is wrong, and they just count every point, instead of saying that there's earthquake number 56, if people get mixed up, the ladder is a very short ladder. It's kind of things that move in the body that make the measurement to be count. Every little part that moves a little bit, and the big part of the world, the way the world is built, the effect is exactly a double effect. This is, I have to go to school to understand these things. But it's the same thing in Torah. It's not like you say, yeah, and here he says it's Badu Kumanusa. So the Moshe, when Chaim Kanievsky finishes a day, 4 hours, maybe more, he learned even 10 hours a day. He learned 1,800. You learn and stop. Learn and stop. Learn and stop. You have 8 hours in a good case, you say. Yeah? No, he's holding 1,600, you're holding an 8. But he learns 12 hours, right? So in the 12 hours, you take the 1,800, you double it, he's 3,600. And the 12 hours, he's already 8,000 hours a day. So he's already in that first day, he learned. If you learn 8 hours, he learned 1,000 times more from you. He's already 1,000 times more from you. Now, it's not only that. Time says, Moses says in Makis Nefiud, that Hashem sent the Sultan to kill Rabbi Yehuda, Marav. He was sitting and learning Beirav, and the Malach HaMoros could not kill him. Because the Moses says, "Es betzer by Yehuda, v'samach leizayis ha-toyro, mikan shedivretei rekoltim." The person learns, the Malach HaMoros can't kill him. The Malach HaMoros can't kill him. So that's all, but he has to kill him. So he went, he sat outside in a tree, he made some noise, and he managed to kill him. And he managed to kill him. Why does Chofetz Chaim, why he made, Moses, sorry, Moses, one of the Shabbos, and David, Ozev Yosef Ha'arzeh Liberav, he sat in the pole that hold of his medrash, Poka Ha'arzeh Liberav, V'yochile. I'm sorry. Ishti poka azel berav ishti kviyochli. How do I become berav and liyochli? Man, how does it start with a day? Also, Yosef, Yosef, azel berav, poka azel berav ishti kviyochli. How you become a chayim? It's all had to kill him. The guy didn't stop learning. Chop him in the bathroom. Make him have to go to the bathroom and shoot. Yeah, and chop him in the bathroom. That's it. Coffee, he will not go out. To shmooze, he will not go out. To check his messages, he will not. Upset. That doesn't just give him. Say it. That Baruch Hashem will not choish that Amoira will do such a thing. Yeah, Amoira will never go to take a coffee in the middle of Seder. Yeah, even if he's thirsty. Yeah, will not go out to the steps to schmooze for a minute or to buy a wafer. Yeah, say it. Baruch Hashem. Other bathrooms we have. Yeah, let him have to go to the bathroom. When he walks down to the third floor, it will happen. זה איפה היית חופץ חיים על התאירה. זו היית חופץ חיים על התאירה. When someone sits and learns, יאימא בלילה, and he stops for his own needs than necessarily for him, it's not called פוסק פומה מגירסה. So why that it's all even can kill you. When, by us, I think, when we learn, I think he could get us, yeah? But by them, he says, if everything is kolel teir, so what happens is, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, when he goes to sleep, he's not stopping, right? So when he wakes up in the morning, the first hour, 16,000. The second hour, 32,000. The third hour, 62,000. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, every hour that he learns, counts them, million, billion, yeah? For sure, now he's the difference. Why is it important to know? Not only to know what is in between me and Reb Chaim, yeah? A lot of times you look, you see a chazanish, you think to yourself, it's impossible. I can learn all of my life, it takes me 4 days to learn this iyun here. I can't raise cheshbon, bitul, and then hutzim. When I will become a Talmid Chacham? When I will not call a Tere Kula? It's not a problem, but if you know, if you learn a million hours, you might become a Talmid Chacham? If you will know what we're going to speak about today, how to do the asmada, you have the millions right away. Now the Yitzhore is a very smart. You call him Melech Zoken Vexil, but I'm telling you, I met him a lot of times. It's Chochom Meoid. And he meets a lot of Choshen Yeshiva Bochim that are motivated to learn. And he sees that he can't fight with them. And he decides, you know what? I don't need to fight with them. Let them to learn. I will make sure that they stop in between. So I got the main game. I mean, the main game, the main hours is not the couple hours that you put. It's when you connect them, then you get a million. He puts the hefsek, shmooze here, shmooze here, shmooze there. Not only that, shmooze to the guy near you. You know, get the punishment to steal his million hours. And speak to this guy. It'll take you a million hours here. Million hours, kids, you go out of Bismedesh, you have a million of hours, and you come out with 8 Nebuch hours. Yeah? This is the koyach of the Yitzhak. This is the koyach of the Yitzhak. This is the kriya. If a person would realize the koyach of that, small day of learning, Chaim Shmulevitz in his famous Shmu says, Rav Akiva went to learn. Went to learn. 12 years. He comes back after 12 years and he hears the neighbors talking to his wife. And the neighbor tells his wife, she tells her his wife, such a mean husband left you. And she says, if you would listen to me, it will stay another 12 hours. 12 years to learn. Turns around, goes back and comes back after 24 years with 24,000 Zugat Talmidim. Like the Chaim Shmulevitz. Your wife didn't see you for 12 years. Taylor goes with me this way, knock at the door, say, my favorite wife, I know you sent me, I am on the Oretz. Oruch Hashem, I became a Talmud Chochem. I love learning, it's working out. We're getting there. I know, you left your parents, you did everything, we are getting there. Okay, be strong. I'm going back to Yeshiva. Can we make the day? Our guy says, my father's neighbor came, I have to eat out in the hotel. Yeah. I have to, yeah. My father's cousin is there, yeah? The neighbor of the cousin, yeah? I have to go from Shabbos, though, yeah? It's not kosher. Say that I'll only eat the bread and, I'll eat pachis mikashir. You hear this talking? I have to go. It's not nice. I have to. Not comfortable. Rabbi Kiva, his wife. Sheli v'shelochem shelo. After 24 years, he said, everything is her. Shtikel akol asatoy. Shtikel men shlachka. What happened? And I'll tell you, Rabbi Kiva could walk in, and he could talk to his wife, and he could think and learn. You could speak to your wife and think and learn. I know people that could do it, yeah? So I'm sure if we could do it, Rabbi Kiva could do it, yeah? Could walk in, you could think and learning, you could dance a person, you could think you're schmoozing to him, your head could be somewhere else. You don't need to be Rabbi Kiva to do that. So he could walk in, talk to his wife, at the same time, make a cheshbin on the sugi or chazan masechta, make her happy. Why didn't he do it? So Chaim Shmulevitz, he knew. 12 years is a stop, now he's starting again. See, his madrega. Now, he knows his wife wants him to be number one, right? She gave up everything for Torah. If he does 12 and 12, it's a billion and a billion, yeah? If he doesn't stop, it's trillions, right? He knows his wife will kill him if he comes home. Oh, Rabbi Kiva, what you did? You will stay for 12 years, you know how rich we would be? You would be the biggest. Well, why you came in? She would tell him. So for sure, Val, he knew that he has such a wife. He knew that he has such a wife that likes Torah, that is machshav. Again, if you don't have such a wife, you're mechuyav to be a mensch. It doesn't mean that it's a hanoga. Speak about a wife that sent him for 12 years, that she gave up all the money in the world to marry him. It's a statement. I'm not saying that it's a hanoga for everyone. But this is explaining, bedakis lefim adrigosi. Yeah? What is the hefse coming up? Okay, we don't understand. I'm not. But is it in the level of the dakis of a dakis of a dakis? It'll be a hefsek. So maybe in a lot of levels it's not, but in that level of the very, very special, it's a hefsek. That level, she wants a double. He came in, said it, another 12. So he knows what she knows, even if she doesn't understand, doesn't make a difference. But he knows that she wants him to be what he could, and he knows that he could make now a piece of 24, that is billions and billions. So the Chaznish every time said the famous marshal. Said, person wants to make himself a cup of tea. So he takes water, takes a kettle, plugs it in, warms the water. Sometimes it takes 10 minutes that the water has to warm. He warms it up for 5 minutes, puts his hand, cold. Okay, he takes the plug, puts it in a different socket. Yeah? Okay, so he goes over from room to room, gone. Okay, maybe the Israeli water is not good. He buys mineral water, puts it inside. It's not good. He calls his parents if they could send him a different kind of kettle to America. Maybe it will go better. Garnish. He decides to change his dearest. He can't warm a cup of water. Like this is only 3 years in yeshiva from dira to dira. He switches the yeshiva and the water is not warming up. One day a new roommate comes, goes, plugs it in. After 10 minutes, the water is boiling. Tell you how you did it. So, 10 minutes. He says, I'm trying for 3 years. He says, okay, but you know, you stopped in the middle. He says, okay, but take all the time that I tried to get it. It's almost a year. It sounds stupid, right? But the Bacha says, but I'm learning the whole Zman. Exactly like this guy. He's learning the whole Zman. He came 9 o'clock, 9:30 he went out. 9:10 o'clock he's back. 10 o'clock he just said a word to the guy near. 10:30 just a quarter of a word. 11 o'clock just, you know, hot coffee, just a little refresher, yeah? Then before shir, just 20 minutes, just in case, you know, things will be organized, yeah? Then he's wondering, he doesn't stop. What is happening? Where it is? And to me, he sounds like the guy, but I'm warming the water for almost a year. No shaykhs, no shaykhs. Shaita, warm it for 10 minutes one time, the water will be hot. The guy doesn't have, why I'm not growing? So about it, it's a kind of growth that grows even like that. About it, you know, Teira is so strong, so powerful, you learn with the Hefzer, with that, it's a lot. But you don't get to these special levels, to this jump. The jump, that big jump, you know, almost not the muscle I give every time. So the person wants to get up something very high. So it's a huge ladder. He comes, he starts to run up the ladder, at the end of the day, it's 5,000, you know, steps up. It's night. He slips down. In the morning, he says, you know, he will run quicker. He comes. He just zooms up 5,000, three steps. Kids, he doesn't know what to do. He zooms down. You know, he slips down. In the morning, he decides, you know, he will come from far away and give like a run. He gives this run, 5,026. Kids, he slips down by night. He thinks, you know what, I will start an hour earlier. Zooms 6,000 steps. He doesn't know what to do. The other day he comes down. In the morning, the cloud doesn't go to the ladder. He goes to the hardware store. There. He buys ropes, hooks, string, a knife, is up. Something you put, you know, Al-Khid Rochim on his back, yeah. And he goes ready. He starts to climb. How much do you think he could climb? 1,000 steps a day. The end of the night, he turns over, the end of the day, he turns over his bag, takes out the strings, ties himself to the ladder, organizes himself, goes to sleep. In the meantime, near him, he sees these guys zooming up. He's laughing, he knows, they'll get up, they'll have to go down. Takes him 5 days, 6 days, but he starts to get up. He doesn't make a hefsek. You're right. Sometimes it's harder not to make a hefsek. You lose some friends, you lose some matzah. You're right. You look like a neb a little bit, yeah? These guys that are zooming are laughing at this guy that is climbing with his big knapsack on his back, yeah? You know, from his back to over his head, like a big orange thing he's carrying it. Doesn't say why, you know, nebach. Climb quick without nothing, you'll get, I'll get quick. The guy could hack in the suit, his mouth is cracking, and you feel so bad, you feel like out of the picture. Don't worry, when it comes night, that guy should bust up the Thomas where he slips down, yeah? This guy carries on, you get there. If you stick to the Ritzifus, you get there. The Satan knows that. And like I said, there's a lot of Yitzchokas. We spoke about Yitzchokas that makes you feel like you're nobody. A Yitzchokas that tells you that Askan is very good. A Yitzchokas that tries to take groomers on you. It's all different kind of Yitzchokas, yeah? All different Yitzchokas that attack you from all different angles. But it's a Yitzchokas that says, let him to learn. It's 2 minutes break. And he lets you to go back to Beis Medrash. Shmooze a minute. And he lets you to go back to Beis Medrash. He knows he has you. From here you don't grow. A couple leaves here, a couple leaves there. Garbage. Sometimes a person doesn't chap. They say, the Chazon Ish, it's a famous story. It's two bochum right down. They were the best bochum. They took Tabir HaChomim today in Bnei Brak. I saw there's a famous letter that was going around years ago. From time to time, someone picks it up. Now, there were the two best bochum in Panovich. And they were standing on a roof and they were schmoozing. We are the two best bochum in Panovich. That is, Panovich was the best yeshiva in the world. So if we're two of the best bochim, it means that in 50 years we're the gdolim. And they're shmuzing to themselves. The Maaseh, we know it's not Gishmak Torah. The Maaseh. So it means that the gdolim of the next generation know that the Maaseh, the whole thing is a game. Because we know, we're learning, we're the best guys in yeshiva, we're shmuzing. Maaseh, it's much hard, right? So the answer, the whole thing. I don't think all what they were shmuzing, yeah? They didn't realize that the Chazanish was standing at the bottom and he heard that conversation. He had shaykhist all the Chashid Bachim from the beach. And the way to write the story, they went up and the Chazanish put the hands and then they were shocked. Chazanish asked them what they were speaking about. Chazanish said, I want to tell you. When you learn 1 hour, it's very hard. When you learn 2 hours, it's very hard. When you start to learn the 3rd hour, you start to feel the Chashkas. When you start the 4th hour, you start to feel what is Mesikus Atenya. And when you learn the 5th hour, you start to feel you're learning Teiras Hashem. And when you start to learn the 6th hour, you feel you're learning with the Shechina. And in the 7th hour, you feel mamish like Ruach HaKodesh, like you're standing in Sinai in the Teir. And he says, when the Chaznish was saying it, you mamish felt like the guy's giving over the way. And the 8th hour is like Mosek Midvash, it's like Mosek Midvash. Not a joke. It's not a liar. Doesn't let us to taste the taste. He knows. If you taste something good, so you aim to get it. You know it's good. A lot of times you taste the taste, if satisfied. You wanted to do a new couple, you manage. But that is not enough to keep you going. This is to keep you going during this month. Because the other guy became professor, also feels good. That sipuk, it's important. It's a very low parameter to keep you in learning. Yitzhak has the war not to let you to have that other part. He doesn't make a difference than to give you a sipuk, make a kvius, eat him an hour, and feel givaldi. He doesn't. You're happy, right? Very good. From now on, you will learn your hour every day. Again, is it Yitzhak that attacks that area also? Don't think. But when he sees that you're aiming to be a big time in Chacham, that you want to be the biggest guy, oh, you made a seal, right? You feel good. So, you invite 50 people to your seal. It's a chosh v'zach. But you want to do more. And not only that, he will take the whole world to come to your siyum. Givaldi. So what I have to do next month is to do a siyum. So I learn my hour here, my hour there, I'm managing my pages, I'm done, I'm good. Wow, I'm good. I check every day the page. Good, I'm good. Every day you get yourself like, no one taps you back, you tap yourself. I'm good, I'm good. Not Nizalza, that's amazing. Chas v'shalom, don't get me wrong. We speak now here to the Bnei Aliyah. To the people that are already holding 1 week before Shavuos and we're working for a month. And Avodas Hashem and different milas. If you will manage to hold on, Be'ez Hashem, next week, normally I like to speak before Shloshes Me'agbalah, but this time it'll be Monday next time. And we'll be holding in the middle of Shloshes Me'agbalah. But Shchodesh Sivan is Friday. Shabbos is the Yom HaMiyuchas. It's called the day that Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma. Then we have Shloshes Me'agbalah. Person to prepare himself. From the time when Shchodesh Sivan comes, even before. It's Be'ez Hashem Monday and the Ratzifus and the Avoid of the Ratzifus of Kabbalah Sateira to manage over Shavuos to get at least 3 times of 6 or 7 hours straight without a hefsek. But try now, a couple hours, like a night Seder, like a morning Seder, Ratzifus, hours to start to get connected. Person gets to that madrige of Ratzifus. This is the Soida Atzlocha. And the Satan has a special koyach not to let you to do this. And I'm saying it's not only an Indian zguli, it's in the whole world, in sciences like that. That there's a lot of things that when it's a little bit more, it's in power double. It's pashtas, the Kedusha is for sure like that. So sometimes the person thinks, how did Moshe Feinstein could manage so much ego, so much dibris, to be the poisek, to be all over? Yeah, special hours, Hashem gave. The same way it's nechshav like that hours, that learning works. That's the mitzvahs. So if we're mechazik, Be'ez Hashem, we will have the siyata.